Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we'll be coming from Psalms chapters 108 through 110 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you as much as we know how, giving you thanks, oh God, and giving you glory, for you are the holy and righteous God. Oh Lord, we honor you right now, Lord God, for your majesty. We honor your sovereignty. We honor, Lord God, our strong creator. Everything that we see and everything that was made by you. Oh Lord God, especially us. You made all human beings. You made us in your image to have a relationship with you. Lord God, we honor you. Lord, we give you thanks and we give you glory this morning because you made a way that, and that we could be in right fellowship with you once again, even after we fail. You have loved us with an everlasting love, a love that lasts beyond even our lifetime on earth. You have loved us with an everlasting love, oh Lord God, and we honor you. We honor you, Lord God, the best that we know how this morning, and we humble ourselves before you because it is a very overwhelming and humbling thing to know that the God of the universe considers our movements. You consider what's happening in my life. You consider my pain. You consider my relationship with you. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I give you glory and I give you praise. Lord, I bless your name because today, Lord God, and every day, you are my strength, Lord God. You are my keeper. You are my health. You are my great physician. You, Lord God, are my help in the time of trouble, a present help. You, oh God, are the author and the finisher, the pioneer and the perfecter of my faith. You, oh God, are all that and so much more. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you hear us when we pray. Oh, Lord God, in every activity, Lord God, that we are part of, you know all about it. You are in control of all things, Lord God, and we honor you because you are God and there is no other. You are the only true and living God. Hallelujah, almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God. We give you glory today. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, in the reading of your word, Lord God, give us revelations directly from your throne, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give us dreams that are vivid, Lord God, visions, Lord God, that we cannot deny. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in us, Lord God, in this last hour, Lord God, of our existence in this manner. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, Lord God, for exposure and full, Lord God, just exposure of the enemy and full disclosure of those things that are not right, that are evil in your sight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Asking, Lord God, that you continue to be our protector and our help. Lord God, our Savior, our Deliverer. Lord God, you are so much to us. Oh, so much more than we even know how to express. Oh, God, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love and your kindness. I thank you, Lord God, for not giving up on us, for pursuing us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for your strong pursuit after each and every one of us. Bless, heal, and deliver. Open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in these psalms that we're about to read. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the God of our salvation, the God of our hope, our healer, and our strength. We give him glory and we give him honor. Glory to God. Amen. We're reading from Psalms 108 through 110. Amen. Oh God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Over Philistia I will triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies, give us help from trouble. For the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Silent, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers, but I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set a wicked man over him and let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children continually be vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also from their desolate places. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy to him, nor let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be continually before the Lord, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because he did not remember to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come to him. As he did not delight in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, as with his garment, so let it enter his body like water and like oil into his bones, to him like the garment which covers him, and for a belt with which he girds himself continually. Let this be the Lord's reward to my accusers and to those who speak evil against my person. But you, O God, the Lord, deal with me for your name's sake, because your mercy is good. Deliver me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like a shadow within its lengthens. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh is feeble from lack of fatness. I also have become a reproach to them. When they look at me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord, my God. O save me according to your mercy, that they might know that this is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you bless. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let your servant rejoice. Let my accusers be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own disgrace as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those who condemn him. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up the head. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 108 through 110 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Remember now and remember always that the Lord is in fast pursuit of you, because time, as we know it, is winding up and shall cease to be, and we all will enter into eternity at some point. Time will cease to be. Amen. And Jesus is calling for each and every one of us to take our place. We were always, always intended to be in right fellowship, in right relationship with the God of the universe. We were always intended to be in relationship with him. Amen. Jesus paved the way so that we can again be in right fellowship, in right relationship with God the Father. Amen. And he is in fast pursuit of each and every one of us to become aligned and realigned, aligned with that relationship, so that we will be in the right place when it's time to transition into eternity. Now, for some people, that transition has already taken place, and they are already in eternity, and it is too late to make that decision. But you that are still here in time, you that are able to hear the sound of my voice, Jesus is beckoning unto you today. He is knocking on the door of your heart that you might say yes to this gift that he has given you. He's offering you life, and that more abundantly. Yes, life to go into that transition in the then and there, amen, to be in right fellowship with God the Father, but also life right here and right now to change your circumstances, to change your perspective, to move your enemies out of your way. There are certain inheritances that come, certain benefits that come with being a servant of God Almighty. There's certain benefits that come with being right according to the word of God, not right according to the words of men, because we live in a day and age where right is wrong and wrong is right in their opinion. Amen. They will tell us those things that are written in the word of God, that they are wrong, that they are evil. But the truth of the matter is, amen, to speak against the word of God is evil, because every word in every book of the word of God, it is true. It is true. It is true. It is the unadulterated word of God Almighty, and he cannot err, nor would he put a man in, nor would he make a man responsible for writing his words and allow there to be an error, because God himself is without error. This is his word. Amen. And he is offering all of himself to you. Glory to God. He's offering, amen, to sup with you. Amen. To dine with you. He's offering to live with you, to help direct your path, to show you the right ways, to show you the way of prosperity, to show you the way of life. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart today, and the word of God lets us know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. Amen. So many have already said yes to the Lord. Amen. And they're living kingdom lives. Amen. And enjoying the presence of God Almighty in their life on a daily basis. They're enjoying the direction of the Lord, showing them which way to go and which way not to go, how to avoid danger. Glory to God. And some of us walk head on into danger because we don't have the Spirit of the Lord on the inside. Don't let it be you. Not when Jesus is calling you. Not when he is right here, right now. And now is the time for salvation. Amen. Today is the day, because you might be transitioning on tomorrow. Say yes to the Lord. Say yes and begin to call upon his name. Begin to call upon his name until you feel his presence. Begin to call upon his name and allow him to fill you, amen, with the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that the disciples waited in Jerusalem to receive. Amen. Jesus told them to wait, to be endued with power from on high in Jerusalem. 120 of them waited in the upper room until they were filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen, as the word describes it. And they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. Amen. And the Lord began to lead them and gave them power to be witnesses. Amen. There in Jerusalem and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. He gave them power to lay hands on the sick and they recovered. Amen. He gave them a new tongue, a new walk, a new life, a new direction. Glory to God. They were able to walk in the light despite the darkness that was all around them. Amen. Jesus is doing that very same thing today that he did in that hour for the disciples. Peter rose up on that day and he let them know that this is that Joel spoke of, that in the last days the Lord will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters would prophesy. Glory to God. It was written in the Old Testament, the things that took place in the New Testament. And he called it even at that time the last days. So if Peter was calling it the last days in his first message that he preached, surely we are in the last of the last days now, to be the last of our days. Oh, say yes to the Lord and let him fill you with his power on today. Amen. Jesus is moving right there in the atmosphere where you are. Amen. He's talking to you. He's speaking loudly right now. Amen, because your salvation is at hand. He's right there, right now, with you. He knows you by name. Every hair on your head, it is numbered. He knows you. Glory to God. Say yes to the Lord. Amen. And Peter went on in his first message to let them know when they asked him, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? And he told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. Repent. Amen, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. And you shall, just like we did, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's to you and to your sons and your daughters and to as many as the Lord our God shall call. He's calling you. He's calling you. Calling you. Glory to God. You'll find that written in the book of Acts. Amen. Read the entire chapter 2. Start at chapter 1, amen, and get some of the background where the Lord told them that they would be endued with power from on high, but they had to go and wait in Jerusalem for that power. He had instructed them, amen, to be witnesses for him, but wait, amen, but wait to be endued with power. Amen, that power has come, and it is still present, and he is still filling people up with his presence. He let them know that he would not leave them comfortless, that he himself would come to him, and the Lord is doing just that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say yes to the Lord today and allow him to come in and fill you up with his presence. It doesn't even matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're standing in a church or in the middle of your bathroom right now. God can fill you up with his presence. Hallelujah. We give him the glory. We give him the praise. Amen. Say yes to the Lord and let me know. Hallelujah, when you make the decision and when the Lord, amen, comes into your living room, into your bathroom, into your bedroom, into your conference room on your job, wherever you are, when he comes in, let me know about it, amen, so I can rejoice in the Lord with you for your decision, amen, to choose Jesus, to choose light over darkness. Glory to God. My email address is elderljt@gmail.com. 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 God bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.